All right, if you remember, we started yesterday the klal about the isser of listening to Lashon Hara. It's an isser min haTorah to listen to Lashon Hara. So obviously it's a very, as I said yesterday, really difficult situation, because listening is, although, you know, when you learn how to really listen, it's supposed to be an active participation, but listening can also be passive. Now you're just sitting there, someone else is talking, you know, so what do you do? So the Chofetz Chaim says, especially in the following situation, let's say you want to find out information about somebody, whether, you know, for business, for shidduch, whatever. On the other hand, you're not allowed to listen to Lashon Hara. You're only allowed to listen to what's important, etc., etc. And what do you do? So he says, he says, don't be so surprised, because you're going to ask, how can I do the right thing over here? You guarded the way. Even listening to the denigration of my friend is prohibited. Maybe I need to know about it. I need to know if this guy's a rip-off artist before I go invest money. You know, if someone tells you a certain guy who's sitting in prison now and people gave millions of dollars to, was a rip-off artist, there would be a lot of people now with a lot of money, right? A lot of yeshivas and a lot of, you know. It was in the magazine the other day of Ephraim Greenblatt, big Chashev Rav from Tennessee, and he retired to Yerushalayim. He's an older Rav, big time Chacham, and he had saved up money to retire, so $50,000, something like that, $100,000. He gave it to Madoff, zero. Hey, listen, Baruch Hashem, he's alive and well. He retired, he moved to Yerushalayim, but all of his savings, poof, right? So if someone would have told us, you know, Madoff was going to do that, we would have been in good shape. So what's going to be? You're not allowed to listen to Lashon Hara? Okay, nobody knew. So in that case, it didn't help. So what do you do? Shuvah l'davar. The answer is, if you want to be, I'd say, this is what you should do. This is what you should do. He says, a guy comes over to you and says, I got some hot tips over here. I got some info about the guy you want to invest in. But I know that he wants to say something bad. Hey, I heard something about, whatever. Yeah. First you ask. Will this have an effect for something for me? Is this no gaya to me? Is it something I could do something about? If he says yes, it has to do with your future investments. Oh, it's something that you can help out and fix. Listen. But realize it might not be true. So I'm going to listen to check it out, but I'm not going to believe this guy, what this guy says, because it could be this guy's just out to do what? Say shenar and say bad things. So I'm going to, first ask. If it's going to be nogeya, if he says it's going to be geya, listen, but don't believe it yet. Rak l'chusha is bar adover. Be suspicious until you check it out. Aval, or if it can tell from the way the guy's saying it, is this going to be a gaya to me? The guy says, that's not important. I want to tell you what happened. He just wants to say Lashon Hara. This guy just wants to, you know, say bad things about somebody. That he's wicked. Megano so machmas godos to know so, because he doesn't like him. Utzer. Although then, you're not allowed to listen. So you got to be careful. First, ask if it's going to be nogeya. If it's going to be nogeya, listen but don't believe it. And if you think from the way he's talking, this guy's just out to get him, then don't bother listening. Yishakoyach.